You're listening to SBS News.
The mostly intact front end of the SS Iron Crown emerged from a wall of watery darkness nearly 700 metres below sea level. It hadn't been seen since it was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine 77 years ago, causing the ship to sink within 60 seconds. Heritage Victoria's Peter Harvey says it was a bittersweet moment.
Sort of disbelief initially. I thought, oh, this is great. I can't wait to tell their families, you know. And then it was sort of a bit sad when I found out that George had died in 2012 and we weren't able to sort of pass that on firsthand.
George Fisher, the last remaining of only five survivors, died in 2012. His son, Michael, says George was passionate about finding out what had happened to the SS Iron Crown.
He spent so much time when after he retired going through all that, you know, from the war and the sinking of the ship. He would have been ecstatic, you know. It's like the end of... He's found the conclusion, you know.
The SS Iron Crown was one of 22 ships sunk off the coast of Victoria during the Second World War. 13 Japanese submarines were operating in the area at the time, but that information was kept quiet from the public to avoid panic. The discovery of the SS Iron Crown, 100 kilometres off the Victorian coastline, is a reminder of how close the war came to Australia.
This is sort of part of a bigger picture, a bigger jigsaw puzzle, and it's been really great fun to piece it together and just work out what was going on at that time and when there wasn't that much information available publicly.
The ship was found using sonar technology and a special drop camera on the research vessel, the Investigator. Emily Jatiff was the lead scientist involved in the search and says the technology made it all possible.
So one of the most important things in locating shipwrecks is the geophysical package that's on board Investigator, and they have an operations team that has seabed mapping systems and also the drop camera systems, so scientific instrumentation. So I could make use of that entire package of technology on board and just opportunistically deploy it when needed.
It's modern technology that has helped provide some closure for families, but as Michael Fisher says, it's also a chance to share the stories again.
All of a sudden it's comes back again now, so with the grandchildren and everything else now, I'll pull all the stuff out and go through it all and I can share it with them.
The exact whereabouts of the wreck haven't been revealed in order to protect the site, but a memorial service has been planned. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.